This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me together as we study the Word of God. We are in Revelation chapter 1. Now, prior to getting started, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you, Almighty God, for waking us up for another day. We praise and exalt you today with all that we do. We worship you by all that we don't do. We love you with all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we're in Revelation chapter 1. Prior to getting started here, again, let me say, I invite you to follow us on Facebook. All of these programs are uploaded on there on our fan page at WGOD Radio, as well as on the internet website, WGODontheair.net. You can find out more about this ministry on there. We used to be called Gospel Study, and the Lord led me to change the name of this and to be focusing on truth and the idea of truth, the truth that God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's just up to us to be tuned into that 24-hour frequency, and that is in the Word of God. We're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 1. We left off here in Verse 10 and 11, where John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a loud voice like a trumpet behind me. Now, we looked yesterday saying that this phrase, the Lord's day, could either mean one of two things. Either it could mean Sunday, or it could mean the day of the Lord. I think it's highly likely it means the day of the Lord. First reason, this is an adjective, not a noun. Second reason, it's never been called, a Sunday's not ever been called the Lord's Day like we call it today, but it's always been known as the first day of the week. You know, the saints after the resurrection were gathering together as well on the first day of the week. It's never been called the Lord's Day like you and I use that phrase today. So we're believing that this is on the day of the Lord. And he's in the Spirit, which means he gets from point A to point B without using any time. Just like the old Ebenezer Scrooge movie, remember, where he touches the guy's garment and then they go into the past and into the present and into the future, and they get from point A to point B without using any time. You can go in and out, back and forth through time without using any time, because you're not subject to time. That's the way it is here. This is the way it is with John. He's in the Spirit. He is not being held captive by an hourglass like you and I are. And this is how he is able to go, like I said, from point A to point B, how he is able to go through time. Now, this is a key thing to understanding the book of Revelation, which is, I'm glad we kind of touched on this. Thinking of Scrooge, of all people, makes me think about it. Understanding this book, these visions, he is not going in chronological order. He is seeing a vision from beginning to end. Then he's going to another vision. He is seeing the end of the age, not in chapter 21 and 22, though he is there. He sees it in a lot of different places. For instance, right here in chapter 1, verse 7, when he says, "Behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced them." This is after the tribulation. Likewise, in chapter 6, we see the same thing. We see the four horsemen of the apocalypse. In chapter 13, we see the same thing. Chapter 11, chapter 14, we are hearing John see a vision from beginning to end. And then he moves on to another vision, and the Lord shows him these things, and he's passing through time. Okay, now we're in chapter 1 again. We're looking at this awesome, this is the one time we can use this word when speaking of the face of God. Here, God the Son. Now, notice here that he does not look the same anymore than he did back when he walked the earth here. The mere sight of Jesus Christ, John falls on his face like a dead man, as we're going to see. Let's pick it up here in verse 12. "Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands stood one like the Son of Man, having been clothed in a robe reaching to his feet, having been girded across his chest with a golden belt. His head and his hair were white and like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire." Can you imagine this? Friend, this is the kind of stuff that inspired me to be a Christian. Way, way back when I first heard this, when I read this, God just used this stuff here, this awesome vision of who Jesus Christ is and what he looks like. It just slayed me. I want a part of this. I want to be a part of his kingdom. How about you? Can you say that? What an awesome God we serve. Look at this awesome image of the Son of God. And the thing is, he loves you. And he wants you to spend eternity with him. God demonstrates his own love towards us, it says in the Bible, that while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. On your worst day, God sent his Son. On your worst day, the Son of God voluntarily laid down his life and died on the cross so that he could reconcile you back to the Father. What an awesome thing. Man, this image, when I first saw this, this just slayed me. This just knocked me off my feet. What an awesome God. What an incredible image. Now, this also is why I don't believe these stories that I hear of people seeing Jesus and people going to heaven. Have you ever heard? Maybe you've heard it on the radio. Maybe you've seen it in books. You hear the testimony. You hear countless and countless testimonies of people that go to heaven willy-nilly. People run into Jesus and they yuck it up with him. They have a good old time laughing with Jesus. They look at him and nothing happens. Friend, I want you to see what happens when someone truly sees Jesus Christ, when someone in the Bible runs face to face into Jesus Christ, this is what happens. Verse 17, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if dead." I love the way the New American Standard reads here. It says, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man." This is what happens when you see the Son of God. You don't yuck it up with him. See, this is the standard. If you tell me maybe you've gone to heaven and you've seen God and you have fallen on your face like a dead man, or maybe you did like Isaiah did in chapter 6 when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. What did he say? He cried out and said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." This is what happens to people when they come face to face with God. They don't yuck it up with God. When they come face to face with God, they realize their own unworthiness and you fall at his feet like a dead man. This is what happens to people in the Bible, at least, who run into God face to face. They fall on their face. because this is what we do and what we would do and what we will do. And that is fall on our face, fall before him and acknowledge that we are unworthy and acknowledge that we are in the presence of God. We're in the presence of true holiness. When we are in the presence of true holiness, we're not going to yuck it up. We're not going to have a good old time. We're going to bow down before him, acknowledge him as God, and worship. That's what we're going to do. Fall at his feet like a dead man. Worship the Son of God, who is God, because he's worthy of our worship. And he is awesome, as this picture has it here, in splendor and majesty. Look at this. His head and his hair were white, like white wool. Apparently, he doesn't look like he did before when he walked the earth, because John did not recognize him. After he was resurrected, we see other people, too, that didn't recognize him. Luke chapter 24, on the road to Emmaus. Certainly, I don't think he looked like this, but I'll tell you what, they didn't recognize him. Mary Magdalene didn't recognize him, thought he was the gardener. And now here in heaven, they don't recognize him. Maybe that says here, I saw one like the Son of Man, having been clothed in a robe reaching to his feet and girded across his chest with a golden belt. Then it says he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp, two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as if dead. And he put his right hand on me and said, do not fear, for I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and became dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. Think about keys. Keys can either do two things. Key can either unlock a door and let everyone out. And I believe this is what the Lord has done. That all those who died prior to the cross went down to what is known as Abraham's bosom. I see we're not going to have time to touch on this. I think we'll pick it up right here tomorrow. Let me explain to you and teach out of the Word of God what happened to righteous people when they died prior to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We can read, and I think it's Ephesians chapter 4, that said when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. We're going to look and see what that means here in our next program. Again, in the meantime, please go to our Facebook page and WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, it's the same thing, at WGOD Radio. On the internet, WGODontheair.net. And again, you're invited to come out to Island Community Church. If you're looking for a good church, I invite you to come out this week. I'm preaching how 3 out of 4 people who start off in the faith don't make it to the finish line. That's the sermon this week. How's your soil? I invite you to come out to Island this week. In the meantime, we'll see you tomorrow here on WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.